He's got muscles. He's got brains. He's got the information we want from the Princeton Club, the very wonderful Trainer Wyatt. How you doing, buddy?
Good, guys. How are you guys?
Wonderful.
We're good. Some of our members of Jackson and Steph's 10 Pound Club are starting protein shakes, vitamin shakes. When are those shakes too much? And how do you kind of navigate through all the vitamins and the supplements? How do you deal with that?
So actually, I am certified to sell supplements through a company called First Form. So I'm fairly educated in this. But my biggest thing when it comes down to, say, the shakes, you don't want to make a habit of replacing whole foods with them, although it is better to have the calories versus not having any at all. But you don't want to rely on protein shakes to be your calorie source every day.
So people that are saying, like, take these as meal replacements, that's probably not a good idea?
Depending upon what your goals are, not necessarily. Whole foods are always and forever going to be better than liquid calories, and that's just facts.
Okay, so hot dogs, not so much beer.
Yes.
But what's better, a protein shake or a hot dog?
Well, I'm going to go with the protein shake there from a nutritional standpoint. For post-workout, protein shake for sure, not a hot dog.
Now, what about people that are looking to get fast results from these diet pills and things like that we see being everywhere? They're all over the internet. It's like this, you know, take this and you can lose this much weight in 30 days. Is that something that somebody should do?
So, in all honesty, you can only get cut in the kitchen, and obviously there's no magic pill. Like, once someone comes up with that person is going to be a billionaire. But the best thing is going to be diet, exercise, and just proper nutrition, you know, mental workouts, physical workouts, whole foods. That is going to be number one. It really all comes down to what your intake is. These kind of starvation pills is kind of what you want to avoid.
Okay. Yeah, we do advertising, and I've had several times clients come to me and said, hey, would you do some commercials for this? And every time I've said no, because I just don't believe in that, and it's not something I would use myself, and it just probably can't be good for your overall health.
Yeah, totally understand that. Although there are a handful of supplementation companies that I do trust, but, you know, then there's the couple that are lose 95 pounds and 7 seconds kind of thing.
They're just selling you trucker speed is pretty much what they got.
That's kind of what you want to avoid, because it's definitely not what you want to be doing to your internals.
Okay.
Wyatt, you said something a few minutes ago, though. You said a post-workout protein shake. How many times are you supposed to eat something or drink something like that after a workout?
So, depending upon what kind of training you're doing. So if it's more strength style based, where you're lifting weights, you know, digging into the muscle fibers, that's when you're definitely going to want to drink a protein shake. Of course, you want to drink the right stuff, but it's super important to refeed the muscles at a fast rate. When it comes to cardio, if you're just hopping on the treadmill, you're not really digging into the muscle fibers. So waiting a few to get some whole food in is okay when you're just doing cardio style.
That's what I wanted to clear up, because a lot of the stuff that I work out style would be more cardio. I'm not doing the lifting of the weights and digging into muscle. But am I digging into muscle with push-ups?
To a point, yes. That's more muscle endurance versus, like, muscle building, I guess you can say.
Okay.
I don't like the way some of those shakes taste, consistency, or flavor. So that's why when I go to the gym, I always keep a couple slices of meatloaf in my pocket. Like right afterwards, a couple tosses of meatloaf in there, get that protein in. You know, it's clean burning fuel right there.
Is that just meatloaf, or are you happy to see me?
Exactly. Uh-huh. Both.
I get it.
I'm happy to have a pocket full of meatloaf.
That's good, Wyatt. You cleared up a lot of questions for us. Thank you so much. Another great workout Wednesday with Wyatt. Take us out with it.
Yep, the only bad workout is the one you don't do.
Yeah,
woo!
Buddy. All right.
See you at Princeton Club West. Thank you, Wyatt.
Yep, thanks, guys. Have
Bye.
A good day.
Bye.